6.
The countdown is on. I am, I think, 3 days away from cherry blossoms, and I hope they're still there when I land in Washington, D.C. Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News, folks, has assured me that the cherry blossoms will be there, even if she has to cut one down and illegally put it in her backyard. Right, right, Victoria?
Well, I'm sure that they'll be there on Saturday, but I have to tell you, it's going to rain very hard on Saturday. And my concern is Sunday morning, which is when you plan to see them.
You know what? I'll just have to take an umbrella and I'll go see them. I'll be soaking wet and I'll see the cherry blossoms.
Yeah, but the rain knocks them off the tree.
What time is it supposed to rain there?
Saturday.
Maybe not till the afternoon. I get in early, so I'm going to go right from the plane right to the cherry blossoms.
Yes.
Thanks. Thanks a lot for making sure that they were going to be there when I arrived. And I'm sure people around the country can relate to this because it's 100 years for the cherry blossoms. It's a big deal, obviously. Also a big deal is the Keystone Pipeline. We talk about this constantly. Energy and all that is associated with it on the show. So the president today, I don't know if it's so much a curveball, but I think he pulled out what I thought he would talk about with the pipeline. What happened?
Well, what he did was he went to Cushing, Oklahoma, and so he had the backdrop of oil pipelines in Cushing. That, of course, is part of the Keystone XL pipeline, and he said he was making construction a priority through an executive order today that instructs federal agencies to expedite their review of the southern portion of the pipeline. Now, Republicans dismiss that and say, actually, that the approvals needed are pretty minor for that portion of the pipeline. But this is the final part of this 2-day swing through 4 states in which he is really strongly touting his support for oil and gas domestically. He said, in fact, that his administration has added enough new oil and gas pipelines to encircle the earth and then some.
I like that. Encircle the earth and then some. Okay. Well, to measure that out. And this isn't the last we've heard of this. And the Republicans came back with this and said it was just political maneuvering. You heard that, too, as well.
Yes. 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 Absolutely. Absolutely. No, this back and forth is going to continue. I mean, he's hoping to shut this down, make this go away. He's not going to make this go away as long as prices go up. I filled up today and it's gone up again. I go to the cheapest one. It's gone up again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to keep going up, I think. I think it keeps going up, and then there's going to be some kind of a drop probably closer to the election. Even if, now, this is a good question to ask you. What about the strategic petroleum reserves? You know, there was that thought that when David Cameron, the Prime Minister of England, was in town, there was kind of a wink and a nod, possible agreement about a bilateral deal to open it up. And maybe if we get closer to the election and it's still going upwards, maybe that is opened. Is there conversations happening about that?
Well, apparently, the administration shot down any possibility that there was a deal with the British on oil reserve. The administration also says that as far as the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, all options are on the table, so they won't rule it in or out. Republicans are against it. They're basically saying it would be a gimmick to do it because it's only done if there's a genuine shortage, and they're saying there isn't a shortage right now. There's just higher prices. So, but it would likely bring down prices in the short term, so it would be an assistance in the short term. So it's not in and it's not out as far as the administration goes.
All right, not in and not out. The other thing that was talked about a lot was the transportation bill. Harry Reid front and center again. What's the latest there? What's happening?
Well, what happened today was that Harry Reid really trashed the House today. Basically, the House voted to drop the Senate's highway funding bill, which the Senate passed. It took Reid nearly 5 weeks to get it through the upper house. It was a truly bipartisan bill. Jim Inhofe and Barbara Boxer he said, I'll give you a couple of quotations here, they are so disorganized in such a state of disrepair that they can't even extend the highway bill. I don't know what's in their minds. Over in the big dark hole we now refer to as the Tea Party-dominated House of Representatives, we couldn't do it. Republicans in the House are talking as if it's some socialist program that was developed at Harvard or some other radically liberal place. I can't imagine what their mindset is. So he's furious about this, and there's 10 days before federal transportation funds run dry. Now, House leaders planned to introduce a ninth consecutive short-term funding bill today that would continue transportation spending at current levels for 90 days. Reid suggested today that he's going to pressure House Republicans to swallow the Senate bill by refusing to bring their short-term extension to the Senate floor.
Ooh. Yeah, that's those are fighting words, because that's the showdown ultimately to go that far. And so we'll keep an eye on that maybe for Friday, right, or heading into next week?
Yes, this could heat up next week, most definitely.
Yeah. All right, this isn't heated up. This is something that's just, I guess now, a done deal, right? What's going on with insider trading with that bill?
That passed the Senate again. It had already passed the Senate once, and it went down to the House, and they changed it. If you remember, they took out two main amendments, but they took out Senator Grassley's amendment on political intelligence, which was this was the specialists who glean really financial intelligence on Capitol Hill. They would have had to register and report their activities. And the House, Eric Cantor, took this out, and Grassley was furious about this. And then it languished, and nobody knew what Harry Reid was going to do with it. Was he going to go to conference so it could be reconciled? Was he going to take it up as the House bill? Grassley was very angry. There were a lot of talk about this. So anyway, Reid said that he couldn't get a conference committee together over the objections of Republicans, unnamed Republicans, and so he brought it to the Senate floor, and it passed. It passed overwhelmingly, 96-3. Grassley was one of the three who voted against it, by the way. And so it will go to the president. He will sign it. But in a nod to Grassley, there will be a move to have some kind of standalone legislation around financial intelligence along the lines that he wanted.
Ooh, we have like a minute left, but I wanted to kind of preview this with you. Next week I'm going to be in Washington because we keep joking about the cherry blossoms, although I'm very serious about it. Healthcare front and center, historic, 3 days of oral arguments. This has got to be a lot of the cocktail conversation, isn't it?
It is. I mean, Friday is the second anniversary of the passage of the Affordable Care Act, and so that's very much on people's minds. There are so many aspects of this, you know, what arguments are going to be made, are the arguments going to be winning arguments, which way are the justices leaning. One story that came out today, which has got people chattering, is a report that came out on the advertising that's gone on over the last 2 years, saying that 3-1, those who've advertised against the Affordable Care Act have outspent those who've advertised in favor of it.
Oof.
That's got people talking.
Oh, no kidding. Can't wait for next week. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. As always, thanks so much.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
The charges, anyway. Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, remember the soldier who combed through the three villages and allegedly gunned down, slaughtered those 16 people, the women and children among the dead, that shooting spree in Afghanistan several weeks ago. So that's what the charges are going to be. The story to me continues to be twofold. One, post-traumatic stress syndrome, what role, if any, this played in what happened with Bales, and now the military paying even more attention to these injuries, and also, and the effect it can have in the deployment after deployment after deployment, especially when somebody's seen super heavy combat, tragic losses and roadside bombs, all that sort of stuff. And the other part of this story really is capital punishment. Should this staff sergeant get the death penalty? The people in Afghanistan still clamoring for blood, you know, for revenge, wanting, many of them wanting to see him tried, first of all, in Afghanistan, which that was never going to happen, but also for the just deserts, or revenge is the better way to really put that, would be the death of Bales, and that's what many of the people in Afghanistan want to see. They feel like that is the one thing in exchange for what happened to the innocent people that makes sense. But even though the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, put it out there, I don't think it should be death penalty. You may have a different point of view. 16 dead people, terrible situation, goes crazy, goes berserk. And they were innocent people in a village, the opposite, three villages, the opposite of the mission in Afghanistan after 11 years, certainly. So I think there's no doubt that he popped a cork. That was it. He was Looney Tunes, boom, by everything he had seen, honestly. But regardless if that's the case or not, death penalty option is floating around. Is this the right way to go, or does this soldier, in your opinion, just get locked up and that's it? I mean, his life is done. There's no question. I mean, he's done. He's got two kids and a wife. That it's over. Whatever that life was before, he's not going back to that life. But I don't think that his life should be taken. And I think part of me forming that opinion is because of what led him, what I assume to be what led him to do this heinous, inhumane, sickening, deplorable thing. So I don't see that as the option on the table. You're already taking his life away. But it's interesting because normally, if you've heard the show at any other point, I am a pro-life, death penalty person. I always, depending on the facts of the case, and when it's really hardcore evidence, I am not anti-death penalty. So anybody hearing me might say, oh, that's convenient. She says, given the death penalty, when somebody in the United States does some terrible thing and rips up some family, rapes and chops up some woman, but yet you have the soldier in Afghanistan, and you're saying no death penalty. And I stand by that. I say no death penalty because I think it was also cruel to have this soldier in the position that he was in. He should have never, ever been deployed again to Afghanistan. What kind of clearances? How does this guy get cleared? Nobody sees the deadness in his eyes. I'm assuming it was sitting there. It was pooling there, waiting to come out. So naturally, that's what happens when you put him in that that situation. So I understand that it's kind of at odds of what normally I say. You may look at it from a different perspective. 800-259-5791. Certainly that's not all we're going to talk about in this hour of America Tonight. At the tail end of the hour, we're going to lighten the load a little bit and tell you about a program that is in several nooks and crannies across the country of taking household stuff. You know how we have just too much crap? I mean, all of you, I'm sure, have a clutter drawer, a clutter closet. Oh, this is not the worst. It is. I mean, I don't care if you're a guy and you're a little messy. No one wants to look at all that stuff. But sometimes it's things that you could resell. And actually, I used to laugh at that when you see those little commercials for what's in your closet, what's in your house, $200. But sure enough, there really is in most cases, it's lying there waiting for you to resell it. So there are these big events that are put on across the country where people go and they get, let's say, gently used stuff. And they end up making $300 or $400. And if it doesn't sell, it's donated to different charities. It's a very neat thing. And that's part of our little business segment at the tail end of this hour. In between, we'll be talking more about Bales and the fact that he's going to be charged with the 17 murders. And ultimately, what does that mean? Speaking of being charged, the nation, really the buzz in the backyard, is what's happening with George Zimmerman and whether or not he's going to be arrested. It's gotten so bad that the police chief has decided to step aside, at least temporarily, after everything that's happened in the wake of the 17-year-old Trayvon Martin's death. So the Sanford police chief says because of the fallout from what's happened, that's what he's going to do. He's going to move aside because there's a lot of questions as to why, you know, why wasn't he charged? What, you know, happened here? And I thought actually it was smart. I think it was very smart on his part to do that because he says, listen, I know that I'm the leader of this agency and I'm a distraction. His name's Bill Lee. He's the Sanford police chief. He said, I'm a distraction from this investigation. So I'm overshadowing this whole thing. I have to remove myself from this spot and maybe we'll get calm in this city if I can just pull myself out of it. And I think it was a smart thing to do. Stepping down is smart on his part anyway. But the people, a lot of the people in Sanford now, as more details even start to emerge every single day, they want an arrest. They want an arrest of of George Zimmerman, and so far it has not happened. They're talking about independent reviews. What did the police do? What happened after the shooting? The governor now is really, really getting involved in this, Rick Scott. He's appointing a judge, or he's appointing, rather, a state attorney in the investigation and to dig into this. And then they're also talking about even another investigation. So you're looking at, like, three or four separate investigations just to get the review of what happened. So will Zimmerman answer for Trayvon Martin? It remains to be seen. At this point, it's up to a grand jury, and you'd have to have enough evidence of that. And because of the police report, I'm not so sure that happens. You know, we go back to February 26th on this one, so now we're talking almost a month. And just a quick re-rack of the story, if you haven't heard it and just popped on, you're like, what is she talking about? 17-year-old shot walking to the convenience store. He was visiting his father in a gated community, and that's what he was doing. And this guy started to follow him, called 911, said something's not right here. The police asked him to back down. He didn't. Went after him. They get into some kind of a scuffle. Boom. He shoots him. And, you know, the police report, you know, has described him, and this is the other dicey thing here. The police report described George Zimmerman as white. His family says that he's Hispanic and that he's wrongly been described as a racist at this point. But there's like 1.3 million people that have signed a petition that are pushing for the prosecution of him. But, you know, that all that doesn't matter as far as the justice system is concerned. It is strictly a matter of the evidence, grand jury, and ultimately what they decide. And the grand jury is going to get together on April 10th. That's when they convene on this whole thing. And this outrage is one deal, but actually seeing it come to court is completely a different thing, you know, altogether. So Zimmerman patrolling the neighborhood saw Martin walk in his gated community, called 911, reported what he saw as a suspicious person. Next thing you know, neighbors called the 911 number themselves, report a commotion, and then there was a gunshot, and the rest is history. 800-259-5791. If you want to throw in on that or other things, please do. We're kicking the can down the road.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FloJack, 855-4-FloJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Well, it's down on it and confused. It's cause lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck that has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home.
Woohoo! It's almost Friday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you across this great nation, coast to coast, and all those spots in between. I've been to most of them. There are some great places to go in this country. Too bad if you want to take a vacation, it'll cost you a fortune if you want to drive. Imagine if you're an RV kind of person. The RVing world has to be taking it on the chin, since to fill up, it must be a fortune. Unless you're going somewhere kind of close, plopping down and then leaving, but that's usually not the case. The idea is to see the USA, jump in the RV, pick places, and check out the West, the Southwest, the Southeast, the Midwest, you know, every place you can possibly go, from the Appalachians on down. But it might be tough. Some of those parks might sit a little bit empty this season, with gas predicted to hit definitely over $4 for the norm. If it goes up to $5, oh yeah, everybody's sticking close. A stay vacation is going to be the name of the game for most folks. It's not about vacation, it's about the stand your ground laws. We've been talking about this now for the last couple of days, and it goes back to the whole thing that happened in Florida in that suburb outside of Orlando. I just went through the whole thing with the police chief stepping aside temporarily because he says it's doing damage. He's messing up the investigation. It's called CYA. Yep, CYA and messing up the investigation. So smart of him to move away from it for a while. One thing that this Army staff sergeant, that's the other thing that I brought up, can't step away from is the fact that the facts are there. 17 murders. 17 people were massacred in the middle of the night. And, you know, now there's this wicked debate about withdrawal early from Afghanistan, not just because of what's happened with Bales and the propaganda machine that the Taliban has working, but because of the burning of the Quran, a few of those at Bagram Air Force Base, and just how tension-filled the air has become. And to me, this is the key deal. Hamid Karzai, the president, is constantly slapping the U.S. It's like, are you kidding me? We're here. You want us to be here with money, guns, and the power to try to help you, and now you're wanting us to leave, pull back, hide in the bases. Oh, and the next day, we can stand on our own 2 feet. We're doing fine. It's like he talks out of both sides of his mouth. And I've never liked Karzai, and I like him even less after everything that has happened. But there are plenty of people listening to my voice right now. They're like, oh, why are we talking about this Afghanistan? We got to stay there. We've been there 11 years. So if we have to stay there for 20 years, that's fine. Let's redouble our efforts and let's dig our heels in and let's walk away in a worse situation than Russia did when they were pounded. Yeah, they told the Russians, go pound sand. Now they're telling us, go pound sand. And we've already dumped a load of blood, sweat, and tears into the soil over there. But John McCain, for one, not the only one, Joe Lieberman, also part of that circle, Lindsey Graham, part of that group, saying we have to resist the temptation to withdraw from Afghanistan because of these two big things that happen. We have to resist it. This is a country that doesn't need us to abandon its people. So why are we even considering doing that? In fact, they pulled something together and wrote a piece together, and specifically they pointed to abandoning Afghanistan in the 90s and saying if we quit again and abandon the millions of people who have risked everything to be our allies, which is true, there are people that have risked a lot, certainly, in the hopes of succeeding, the consequence is going to be even worse. It's going to be disastrous for both parties. Do you think that's true? I mean, honestly, do you think if we say, listen, we give, enough is enough, this has been so long, we're going to get out of your way. You want us out of your way, we're going to get out of the way. And if we were to do that, these massive troop reductions speed up the timetable. Do you really think this makes the United States even more of a target than it already is? We've been a target for a long time. So do we suddenly, if they had a little grid, do we go up on the grid of let's go get them now? Now even more the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, whoever, is going to set their sights on the United States because of an earlier withdrawal? I'm going to say no. I mean, we either make this is the deal. We either commit, it's full on, or we get out. I think there's no in between. There's no gray area here. There's no gray, and that's part of the problem. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Those are the digits. Ring them up, and we can have a chat about it. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor, my friend. Hello.
Hello, Kate. Hey, yeah, well, I agree with you 100%. Either go for it or, you know, no staying in neutral. That's what it seems like we've just been in neutral a little bit. Here's the problem, Kate. These cowards that fight us hide behind women and children. And every time we go in to take them out, there's big-time collateral damage. So Karzai said, hey, we don't fly airplanes over there. Our jets just sit on the ground, you know, because if they shoot bombs, yeah, we're going to kill Taliban, but we're going to kill a bunch of their citizens along with it.
Yeah.
Because these guys are cowards. They hide behind women and children, you know. And so that's where the issue's at. Yeah, we could pinpoint where they're all hanging out, bomb living hell out of them, but you're going to kill a bunch of civilians along with it. So, you know, if you sit back on the base and then one of your idiots goes off and kills a bunch of people, you know, I mean, that's just it's just crazy, Kate. I mean, you know, it's like we're in a no-win situation right now. I agree with the three senators. We don't want to have to go back there and do this again.
We can't.
We leave and the Taliban goes on a rage, you know, and starts killing everybody that helped us. That's millions of people, you know. They don't care about people's lives, Kate. Let me tell you how screwed up their doctrines are, or their beliefs. I read this article about this 16-year-old in Morocco. Okay, she's walking home from, you know, somewhere. This guy just sees her and says, hey, she's 16, she's pretty cute. I'll rape her. So he rapes her. So they go, her parents go to court. You know what the court officials tell them? Well, if your family can arrange a marriage, i.e., you know, well, they'll pay you some money, then she'll be, she has to marry that guy, and then it's not rape. So he doesn't get go to jail, you know, for 10 years.
Yeah, it's insane.
Well, that's what happens. They force the girl to marry him. She drinks rat poison and kills herself after living with him for 5 months, and he's beating her all the time. That's justice in the Islamic world, Kate. That's
what
the Taliban was doing before we got in there, you know, to try to put a government. You're right, Karzai's a snake, you know. He's in between him and who was the one you didn't like in Iraq? I can't think of his name. Starts with an N. So,
starts with an A.
A? No, the one in Iraq. The one that took over for.
Yeah. Oh, why can't I think of it now? He's been there for the prime minister. Nouri al-Maliki. Yeah, al-Maliki.
Al-Maliki, that's the word. Yeah, there you go. You know, both of these guys. Yeah, they're not patriot Americans or whatever. They're probably getting rich off the hog or whatever, but it's better than putting the enemy in charge. And still, you know, now they said something about, I heard the Pentagon thinks we need to stay there another 10 years. And I'm like, no, you know, that, you know, over 20 years and a generation somehow, everything's going to change and be better. And I'm totally against that. They've got a plan pull out for 2014. I think we stick with the original plan. You know, I hate seeing these last two incidences, which enraged the Iraqis, but you know what the word is, Kate? You know, what's the famous line from the Bible? Come on, when your hands, you're not doing anything, it's the sign of the
idle hands.
Idle hands is the workshop of the devil.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are just sitting there on the base, nothing to do. You know, hate being over there, hate being away from their family. You know, thank goodness they're going to, they said today they're going to charge this guy with 17 counts of murder.
Yeah, they have to do that. Without a doubt, they have to do that. Dom, we're up against it. Thanks for the call. Harmony says, can you see them coming home soon? Yeah, see, that's the question. Can you see them coming home soon? I think they should be, but I don't see it. Highlight says, how many soldiers do we have to lose to call it a day? Farm Gal says, after 10 years in Afghanistan, we've lost soldiers, and for what? Well, you heard what Don was saying. And he's right. The way of life for women there is brutal. I can't even imagine. I thank God every day that I live in the United States of America. Then, you know, we talk about they're not even grateful. Farm Gal says she throws that in there. And Karzai's a corrupt politician. And he is a corrupt politician. So, you know, ultimately, do you reinvest, stay, dig in? And where Don said the Pentagon, talking about the 20-year possibility, I've heard that and I've said that many times. How could we possibly stay there for 20 years and then still not have a victory in our pocket when we leave, because there's no absolute victory here? So that's what we would do. We would stay for 20 years, and you think there still wouldn't be problems with the people who helped the Americans? Of course, or any other NATO allies, of course. I think the point is good. How many people, how many lives do we have to lose until we've said enough? Until we've said we can't do this anymore? Because we're directionless here. There is no definite. There is no bomb this, do that. Here's what we have to do. They're going to surrender. There isn't that surrender. Stay with us. It's your business on the flip side.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ways to make money, all kinds of ways to make money and help other people while you're making money. But boy, do we have a good one for you right now. In our virtual green room, she's surrounded by, I think, maternity clothes, toys, all kinds of stuff. Laura Valerius from Just Between Friends in Denton, Texas. What's interesting in what's happening here is we're talking about a giant civic center filled with family stuff, clothes, toys, sports, and video equipment, guys. You know, when you're looking for some of those golf clubs that you can't afford, probably pick up some good ones here. And the whole videotaping thing, you know, that's hot right now, loading up video to YouTube and, you know, whatever. But all kinds of stuff. And you have a chance to pick it up for a song. And the people, because this is a big consignment deal, who have all that stuff, that have put all that stuff into the pot, so to speak, have a shot at making some money and then also helping some people. So to really give us the skinny on this, Laura joins us now. Hey, Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
Delighted to be here. Thank you.
When we're talking about people collecting all this stuff, how many items do you think you'll have?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 60,000, somewhere between 56,000 and 60,000 items.
Ooh, 60,000. And I just scratched the surface. I threw out some things that I'm sure you're going to have there. But pretty much, with that much stuff, you're going to have a little bit of everything.
There is definitely a little bit of everything. I frequently throw out the phrase, everything from breast pumps to, as you said, a kids' golf club.
I love that. So how long have you been doing this? How long has this been around?
Two women in their Tulsa house, or two women got together in Tulsa in 1997, and in one of the women's house in her living room, put on the first Just Between Friends sale. She even used her utensil drawer as the cash drawer. And it has now grown to a franchise system with 109 franchises in 21 different states. And last year, I believe it was rated as number 1,100-something in the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing businesses.
Oh, how cool is that?
It's so, really taken off like wildfire.
So in 21 different states, so you're listening to us all over the country, not just in Texas. This could be happening in your neck of the woods. And the idea is, you know, I kind of mentioned it, but people are donating stuff, then you're selling stuff. And what happens to the stuff that doesn't get sold?
Items that don't get sold. Each of the franchises has a local charity or two to which the consigners donate their items. Here in Denton, Texas, we donate to the Denton County Friends of the Family, which is a rape crisis prevention domestic abuse center. And we love that both their shelter can use our items, and they have a resale shop that supports the center. The home for people who need to get away from domestic abuse. And then we also have a second charity. All our books and videos go to America Reads, a federally funded program funneled through the universities, and we have a university here in town. And they provide literacy and tutoring programs to children who need extra help, typically in areas that have Title I schools.
What does the average person, so like, you know, I hate clutter. I hate it. And so I guarantee I have and good stuff that I just didn't get rid of in an attic or in a closet. Men or women can relate to that. You know, when you have 50 fishing rods that are there stacked up against this is my husband I referred to, they're stacked up in the corner. So what does the average person make when they take their stuff and give it to you?
Well, now, this is all kids' gear, kids and maternity, I should say.
Right.
So we do have fishing rods, certainly.
Right.
And our average consigner last year grossed $356.18.
Whew.
So that is a chunk of change.
No kidding, that is a chunk of change. And you already said what happens to the stuff that then goes on to get donated. And I love the fact that other people are also picking this up around the country and that it's such a fast-growing franchise. So if somebody's listening and they're in Texas and they want to go, you've got a couple of days where you're doing this. It's next week. It's Friday, March 30th,
yes.
The 31st, and the 1st, right?
Exactly, and April 1st, exactly, right here in Denton. And there are, in the Dallas area, there are a total of 11, kind of depending on how you define the Metroplex. But throughout the country, as I said, there are 109 franchises in various states, so likely there's one near your viewer somewhere.
Yeah, how cool. We're going to look that up. I think that's fascinating. Sounds like a lot of fun to me. Laura, how long have you been involved with this?
I've been involved for 6 years. I used to be a professor at a university, and one of my former students called and said, "Dr. V, this is so you." And I looked into it. Oh, my goodness. It's the dream of a lifetime for something that actually can help me pay my bills.
Mm-hmm.
I get to help families make money. I get to help families save money. I keep extra packaging materials out of the landfill, perfectly good items that somebody might throw away out of the landfill and pass them on to another family who's glad to have them. It's just a wonderful position.
Yeah, no kidding. I hope more people listening to this may pick that up and decide to do it in wherever they're listening to us if they're not in Texas and there's not already one there. Laura, thanks so much for popping on. Good luck with that. I hope you make a ton of money and have a lot of fun. What's interesting about that group and why it fits so perfectly into a little segment about It's Your Business is the fact that, as she mentioned right at the top, there were a lot of people across the country who were doing it, and it's created a niche for a lot of women and schools. They've branched out and done other things with schools, because you think of, if any of you have kids or grandkids, you know what it's like. They're always hitting you up for money and for fundraising and all that kind of stuff. Well, the great news is about this is is that they do these kinds of things through this Just for Friends. And it's, she mentioned it, since the 90s, it has grown by leaps and bounds. You know, it's part of that whole entrepreneurial spirit that we see taken off across the country. And this was a perfect example of it. And now, you know, it's starting to really, more than survive, it's starting to really thrive. And I bet before long it's probably in neighborhoods across the entire United States, because it's up to somebody to start it, a group of people to start it, and then they do things just like Laura's doing in Texas. They'll resell, and people will be able to come and make the money, as she said, and then they'll donate the other stuff to some worthy cause in their neighborhood. So it's really is a win-win across the board, without a doubt. Since we're into business here, what a crazy week it's been on Wall Street. We've gotten used to some of the highs that we saw last week. The stocks really fell again. You know, it's the oddest thing, because of negative news. It careens, the numbers careen down to earth. And I always add this caveat when we talk about stocks. You care about it because if you're one of the people that's worked for a company, I don't care if it's Frito-Lay, you're a truck driver for some company, B&L Motor Freight, whoever it is, you might have one of these packages, and you know your packages dip when the market dips, and then you look at retirement and you're hoping that it's not when it's low and when you're going to lose some money on it. So where did the stocks go? The Dow Jones dumped 78 points. The S&P lost 10 points. The NASDAQ dropped 12 points. Copper and oil fell about 2%. We've been watching oil, of course, because the barrel of oil tied to what you're seeing at the pump, whether we believe it or like it or not. And all the Dow big boys, the sectors were down, with the oil and gas producers. So think of Exxon and Chevron and whatnot, and they're all down. And then the Alcoas, which is aluminum, that's down as well when we look at some of the other commodities. So interesting. Number of Americans filing for unemployment hit a four-year low, but it didn't shake off the funk in any way, even though there's supposedly a resurgence of jobs. But see, I think those numbers are false anyway, because it doesn't include the underemployed, it doesn't include the people who have just given up on looking for a gig. If you want to reach me, you can do that through americatonight.net.